Hi, this is Pastor Jones with Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Boise, Idaho. We're going to make a series of videos about speaking in tongues. Now, what I've got here in my hand is a little fact sheet that we give out to all of our soul winners at church. And it's got 10 different points on it. And so what this does is just kind of helps to guide you through the conversation you might have with somebody who goes to a Pentecostal church or somebody who's confused about speaking in tongues and the different activities that go on inside most Pentecostal churches. Now, I learned these about 15 years ago when I was stationed in Louisiana. So we went through this period down there where it just seemed like we just couldn't find a church that didn't, you know, have any kind of tainting by the Pentecostals. It seemed like even a lot of the Baptist churches that we would go visit, you know, would still, they wouldn't maybe speak in tongues, but they have people running through the aisles and stuff. And, you know, all that, a lot of that stuff's just kind of lumped together. And so we were just getting discouraged. And then one day I was listening to the AM radio, and a Baptist pastor got on there and he went through this same fact sheet. And I thought it was awesome. And we wound up going to that church for a couple years for the rest of our time there. But this has been a huge help to me, and it's been a huge help to people in our church. And over the years, I've used these things to actually teach people the truth of what the Bible says about speaking in tongues. And so hopefully this helps you out. If you're interested in this fact sheet, we're going to put a link in the description down below so that you can download this and laminate it and use it through your discussions and things like that out soul winning. All right, so what we're going to do is, for this video, we're going to go through two of these points on here. Now, the first one that's on here says, speaking in tongues is not biblical when it's taught to be a heavenly prayer language. And the references that we have for that are Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. Now, we're going to come back and explain that in a later video. But basically, there's no such thing. The Bible knows no such thing as this heavenly prayer language. Okay, and just by even teaching that, you're giving the devil too much credit. Because here's what these Pentecostals will say. They'll say, okay, well, you know, we have this heavenly prayer language that only God and our spirit understands, and the devil can't intrude upon that. Okay, like I said, well, that's not biblical. There's no such thing. We'll come back later on and take an entire video and explain that one. So what I want to do now is I want to show you guys a video clip of a Pentecostal church service. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through one of these points on here, and we're going to audit that. We're going to see if that is true, if that is biblical. Praise the Lord! Okay, so what you just saw there was typical Pentecostal church service where people are, you know, supposedly speaking in tongues. And if you notice during the video clip, it was a whole lot of people in there that were just blabbering and supposedly using their gift of tongues, whatever it is. Now, let's say you're talking with somebody. This is their background. This is where they're coming from. And you're trying to explain the truth to them. Okay. Let's just assume that you have this gift, you can speak in tongues, maybe you're even bilingual, okay? What does the Bible say? When would speaking in tongues violate scripture? So, 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, look down at verse number 27. The Bible says, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three. And that by course, and let one interpret. So what is that verse saying there? It says, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course. So meaning one at a time. So there has to be order to this service. So understand what's being said here. At any given church service, from the time that service starts to the time that service ends, if more than three people speak in an unknown tongue, okay, and they are out of course, so they're not taking turns, then you are in a church service that violates scripture. And you might think to yourself, well, why is that? Why put that in there? You know, what's the point? Well, if you back up to verse number 23, it says this: if therefore the whole church be come together into one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? So what is Paul saying there? He's saying, hey, the reason why I don't want more than three people speaking in an unknown tongue and why they have to take turns is because if everybody comes together and speaks in an unknown tongue and people come in and they're not learned or they're not saved, they don't understand the Bible, then guess what? They're gonna say, are you guys not insane, not crazy? Now, just to show you an example of this, let's take a look at the comment section. Okay, so here's a comment. It says, sheep barn at the country fair for real. This other guy says, speaking in tongues is reading the crossword puzzle from left to right. That's pretty funny. Okay, here's another one. This is insanity. Here's another one. I heard something that sounded like a goat. And here's another comment. I can't stop laughing and being sad at the same time. So, I mean, there's a lot of comments on this video. And if you just scroll through it, you know, the common consensus is that people are saying these people are crazy. They are mad. They're literally insane. Okay. Now, after reading those comments, does it make sense why Paul is saying what he's saying here in verse 23? If therefore the whole church become together into one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? That's exactly what you find in the comment section. And now keep in mind, when you see the word tongues or tongue in the Bible, it's referring to a known language on this earth or the organ in your mouth. Okay, so again, don't let anybody come up to you with that, oh, but what about if they're all using their heavenly prayer language? How can you limit God and things like this? No, there's no such thing as a heavenly prayer language. Again, we'll come back to that at a later time. But again, just to recap here. So if more than three people at any given church service speak in an unknown tongue, that church is violating Scripture. It's violating Scripture. Now, also think about this. So Paul said, if, in verse 27, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most by three. That means there even has to be people in the congregation that speak that language. Because what does the end of the verse there in 27 say? It says, and that by course, and let one interpret. And then, of course, verse 28, but if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. Okay, so we're going to move on here to the second point. I'm going to show you another video clip and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let every idol altar, let every false altar that has been erected, let it come down, let it be burned by the fire of God right now in the name of Jesus. Let every
All right, number two, let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 34. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. All right, so Miss Paula White there. Okay, first of all, I mean, just listening to that is hilarious. But the second point that I want to bring up is speaking in tongues violates Scripture when women do the speaking. What did Paul tell the Corinthians here? Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. So what does that mean? Well, that means as the religious system was in the Old Testament, so it is in the New Testament. So when you're going through and you're reading the Old Testament and you're studying that form of worship and how they operated and how they taught the people, women were not allowed to teach. They were not allowed to get up and speak during any of their services. And Paul's saying, just like it was back then, so it is now in the New Testament, in these New Testament churches here. So again, if you attend a church service and women are speaking during that service. Keep in mind, from the time the service starts till the time that that service ends. If women do the speaking, you're in a church that is violating scripture. So again, I hope this helps you out. Again, if you want that fact sheet, it'll be in the link below the video. God bless and have a great day.